Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. Today is February the 1st, 2011. Today is the first day of Black History. I am so excited today. Have so many wonderful, blessed things going on, y'all. If you're paying attention to Gilroy Radio, we are growing magnificently over here, man. We're having a blast. We're doing it just all the way live, man. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you that are listening now, each and every one of you that have archived listened, and each and every one of you futuristically who will listen to the one and only Gilroy Radio, man. We are having a blast over here, man. It's Black History Month today, the beginning of Black History. You know, as a person that has been blessed to be able to know how to navigate systems and have the opportunity to make my own voice heard, to be able to express my own opinion right here on Blog Talk Radio, I'm excited about doing this because, you know, I'm using this platform, ladies and gentlemen, not only to boost myself as an entertainer and make my voice heard, but also to enlighten people and assist people in any way I can, you know, to help with charities and things of that nature, because that's what counts. You know, when it's all the way said and done, you know, what value are you adding to society? You know, a lot of us are in competition with each other. And I'm going to be honest with you. We say we have a Black History Month, so I'm going to talk about a black thing. Honestly, a lot of us blacks, we tend to want to, and I do blame it on the Willie Lynch, but you know what? I'm tired of blaming. You understand what I'm saying? Black people, let's get tired of blaming. Let's start taking charge and stop blaming, oh, my mother did this or my father did that or this happened to me growing up. You know what? You are an adult now. If you're a child and you're in some type of turmoil, I pray for you. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't have control. But for us adults that sit up and backbite on each other and hate on each other and are angry with each other and trying to, you know, fuss over little pennies, you understand what I'm saying, when half of us ain't really got much money anyway, you know what I mean, arguing and stuff, black people, that's why we ain't got nothing, because we won't stick together. I'm going to just be real with y'all. What seems like the recession is really only bothering us black people. Yes, this is Twitter Me Tuesdays. Yes, I'm a comedian. Yes, I'm Trey Love. But you know what? It's Black History Month and it's Black History Day today. And I'm going to tell you like this. I refuse to just sit back and allow things not to be discussed and talked about. I'm a black man with black life, living black situations, my child support. Okay, yeah, I ain't got money to pay my child support, but at the same time, my visitation rights are being stripped from me. Yeah, y'all sending me letters every day, garnishing any wages I make, so if I'm making money, they taking it. You understand what I'm saying? But what are you doing to that woman that's keeping my kids from me? You understand what I'm saying? What are you doing to that woman, and what are you doing to my children's mind by allowing her to keep me out of my children's life and out of their head, to teach them the things that they need to know? I'm not a black man that's in and out of jail. I'm not a black man that's on drugs. I'm not a black man that robs people. I'm a black man that's an upstanding member of my community, and I pay my taxes. You understand what I'm saying? A U.S. Army vet, college-educated black man, and I'm being denied my visitation rights. You understand what I'm saying? So, yes, this is Black History Month, but this is Black History Day, and I'm not playing today, y'all. We're going to have fun on Twitter Me Tuesdays, as we usually do, but I had to get this off my chest because we need to know. We need to make moves. Let's just not sit out here and look to a person who I do adore, worship, and respect, Dr. Martin Luther King. Yes, I did say Luther King. Y'all forgive me. I'm preaching right now. Martin Luther King, but at the same time, it's much more than just one man they are giving us that can show us and teach us what black history is. To those of you who are following and know, there was a wonderful and a great leader by the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's pay attention to him. Today, I'm going to read some parables out of his book, Message to the Black Man, to you, my black people. There's also a man that is currently incarcerated who, in my opinion, is a great, great black leader, Dr. Malachi Z. York. I will be reading some of his scribes, some of his wording out of his book called The Mind today. See, I'm going to do it a little different from what, oh, 909, you was on the line. I see you hung up, but that's all right. I hope you call back in. God, I'm just getting it off my chest today because I got to just talk about black things because it's black people, it's black things going on, and it's things that as black people we are not allowed to read and listen to, and I don't think that that's cool or that's the way it should be taught, because black history is full black. It ain't just everything so sugar-coated the way they think it should be. Let's dig, y'all, and find out about our Marcus Garveys and our Frederick Douglasses and things of that nature. Let's go deeper than just what they are giving us to say it's black history. Let's find out and search for ourselves. I got a caller on the line. Caller on the line right now. Caller 909-804. What's up with you? This is the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love on Gilroy Radio. You live with us. What's up with you?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, 909? What's going on with you?
I'm doing good. I saw pretty much I'm responding to your number you put up on Facebook. Listening to you. I think what you're saying is quite interesting.
Well, I appreciate your time, brother. What's your name? Talk to the people, man.
My name is Antoine, but out here I'm known as Toons. I do photography, all that type of stuff. I was actually interested in your internship you was talking about.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm so glad that you're interested in that. This is what I want you to do. I'm going to go to the person who's going to take care of that for you. Are you on Facebook, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I need you to inbox the person who's going to be taking care of all of this type of stuff for me. You're interested in an internship, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to inbox. Go to Sophia Reed's page. Join her as a friend and inbox her. Let me spell her name out for you. It is S-A-F-I-Y-Y-A-H. Her last name is, Sophia Reed. Last name R-E-E-D, Reed. She is going to be the coordinator for Gilroy Radio, and she's going to take over as far as getting you the information you're going to need for your internship. So join her and Facebook friend her today. I thank you for that, sir. I want to ask you, what makes you interested, in what way, what made you interested in joining and wanting to intern with Gilroy Radio? First of all, it's a blessing, and I thank you for that. But what made you say, hey, I want to work with this young brother? What made you want to go ahead and get with Gilroy Radio?
Well, when I called the first time, I listened to a little bit of your show. You know what I'm saying? You sound like a real person, a person who wants to empower, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And you know, it doesn't sound like you about the negative and all that, one. Secondly, I've always wanted to do something that deals with, like, the entertainment business. You know, I've always wanted to work, somehow get my hands in there. And, I mean, I think radio would be cool. I think radio would be pretty fun. I know it's a job. I understand that. But at the same time, like, you know, radio, from what I be listening to, you know, it sound like it's a cool job, like something fun, something good, plus the learning experience and, you know, the growth that I'll have from it.
Absolutely. Where are you located, sir?
I'm actually located in San Bernardino in the IE area.
And we got somebody out in the IE, y'all, San Bernardino. And give me your name one more time, sir.
Antoine, but everybody call me Tunes, though.
Tune, T-U-N-E?
No, T-O-O-N-Z.
T-W-O-N-Z, Antoine. All right, I'm going to are we already friends on Facebook, Antoine?
No, I have to friend you right now. It was actually my baby sister. She the one who linked me to you.
Oh, wow, what's your baby sister's name?
Cassandra Greer. She said somehow, you know, you called her back.
Well, Cassandra, I ran into Cassandra. She did hit me on Facebook in reference to interning as well. So we got Cassandra and Antoine, y'all. See, I'm empowering my black people, man, right off this Facebook. See, this is a blessing, y'all. They can't stop us. We on the internet now, man. We universal. I'm reaching people around the world, man. I want to thank you, brother Antoine and Cassandra. I want to make sure I write these names down. Make sure you invite Sophia Reed. Sophia Reed, man, she's going to take over and get you guys, and trust me, man, I'm open to all kind of ideas. I'm open to all kinds of shows, man. You let me know what your ideas are, man. You sit down with the family, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's an internship. Welcome to the family, man. We're going to have a good time, and I'm sure that you are going to be an asset, and I guarantee that your time, no matter how much long or short time is spent with Gilroy Radio, you're going to take a lot away from this experience. You understand me, brother?
Yes, I do. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Man, it is my pleasure. Thank you. And I want you to stay on the line and continue to listen to the show. But I'm going to go ahead and turn it up a little bit, man, because you got me turned up, brother. So I'm going to go ahead and get it turned up for the people. You ready to get this music started? I'm going to let you introduce it. This is Turned Up by, what's my man name? Rocco Dash. You go ahead and tell him who's playing, man. Rocco Dash, Turned Up. Tell him, brother.
Hey, y'all about to hear number one hit song, Rocco Dash, Turned Up. Let's get it.
Jamming my music line,
boy, tell them.
Don't fall, it's a jam.
Can you hear me? Turn me up. Do not turn me down. Still gon' turn me up. Rocco Dash, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? It's out here we
Politics and governments, whatnot, they kind of hide the real truth of the black history, you know, and don't tell the full truth, they switch the story. That's kind of how I feel. Or if it's not that way, you know, they just hold back information. So that, you know, when it comes to black history, I feel that. So I feel that our young people should be taught the real truth about what you learn in college, pretty much. You know, that they were tortured. You know what I mean? They had to work. They wore certain like utensils that were put on them. If they bend down too far, whatever, they had spikes digging their necks, things like that. But, I mean, it's just different type of things. That's held back from us young black young men and women, you know, information wise that we should know. And I think it's a sad thing. So,
well, I totally agree with that, and what the young brother said is true. It's monumental. It's real. You got to pay attention to that. I mean, there are certain things. There are movies and things, guys, that I've seen, and I don't want to put the names of them out there, but I'm going to put one name of one movie out there that has been banned, ladies and gentlemen. I want you all black people that are within the sounds of my voice, please take the time out of your life and watch a movie called The Spook That's Set by the Door. Let me say that one more time. The name of the film and a book is called The Spook That's Set by the Door. Ensure that you check that out. Now, let me tell you what I'm doing. This is what I've done. First of all, as a young black man, you understand what I'm saying, with the entrepreneurial spirit, I put together Gilroy Radio Show. For those of you who know me, I'm Mr. BET fame. You know what I'm saying? I've been on Comedy Central. I'm a bona fide actor, member of Screen Actors Guild, ladies and gentlemen. Been on CSI, many TV shows, commercials. Done stand up at for colleges, concerts, open for Frankie Beverly and Maze. Just to throw a little bit of my resume out there, I mean, I perform with everyone. Been in films with the likes of Cat Williams. Been on a set with R. Kelly. You know, I used to be a male. I used to joke and say I was a male video garden tool back in the day. So, been through a lot of things, done a lot of things. Not even to say bad things. I mean, everything I'm saying is blessings, you know. But I have built a nice resume for myself, and it's gotten to a point where I knew I had to take ownership and take reins over my own career. You know, I used to do a radio show with a wonderful, wonderful cast of a young lady by the name of Carla Simpson, who put together EOTM, and actually this is the same format, Blog Talk Radio, that I'm doing is, you know, from intern, and see, I interned with her. I interned from her and learned how to do this myself. So I want to say to everyone that interns with me or even works with me, know that just because you may intern and you may take a little bit from Gilroy and go somewhere else, or you may take what you've learned at another radio station and come to Gilroy, there is no love lost here, because no matter what, with or without anyone, I'm going to tell you what I've learned. I've learned to take control and take iron real control over my life and my career. So I do want you to feel free to come in and soak up some of this knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? Because even with everything I give you, I can give you all the knowledge I have, but guess what? I'm still going to be on top, because even though I gave you cookies, don't forget I'm the cookie maker. Church! Woo, that's Tabernacle. And I want to welcome to Gilroy Radio each and every new member. Guys, I put out an ad yesterday, and first person to come to Gilroy Radio is my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful liaison out of New York. Her name is Monica Hughes, good friend of mine. We've talked. We've gotten to know each other over the past couple of years, a very wonderful woman. We share some close affiliations. She's going to be booking all of my guests for Gilroy Radio. So if you have any guests that you want to book on Gilroy Radio, any guests that you want to book, be it a star, if you want to be on Gilroy Radio yourself, make sure that you hit Monica Hughes on Facebook. That's MONICAHUGES. That's Monica Hughes, promoting black businesses and promoting black people. That's what I do. The next person I'm welcoming to Gilroy Radio is Safiya Reed. That's S-A-F-I-Y-Y-A-H Reed, R-E-E-D. Make sure you go to Facebook and look this young lady up if you want to have any thing to do with Gilroy Radio, if you want to book any of your music, if you want to book, if you want to reach me, please go through her. She is my direct assistant with Gilroy Radio. She'll be taking care of all of the outs and ins and ins and outs. Because, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who do know, I am currently Man, I'm going to tell y'all straight up, I've really bitten off so much more than I can chew. I'm doing radio. I'm doing music now. I'm still doing my stand-up comedy act. You know, I'm on the road on tour, and myself and my brother, oh, I'm still shouting out names because I got to tell what everybody does. But, yes, if you need direct contact with me, please go to Facebook and reach Sophia Reed. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be setting up phone numbers soon, but for now we only have the online number, but you can reach us on Facebook and start your correspondence so that way we can get everything lined up for Gilroy Radio. We also have to welcome to Gilroy Radio Attorney Tyria Clark. She has been an avid supporter of Gilroy Radio. She has put together so much of the paperwork and all of the things that Gilroy Radio and Gilroy LLC itself needs, you know, as far as being the entertainment company that we are branching off to be. She is going to make sure that she takes care of all the legalities for Gilroy Radio, because as you all know, Gilroy LLC, because as you all know how things go, you know, I'm blowing up and doing my thing, and I'm going to have about $19 million next year, and then here going to come my baby mama and then other people talking about, you owe me some money. So then that's why I got a lawyer. So that way, when y'all try to get at me, then, you know, you're going to get what's coming to you, you know what I'm saying? But you ain't going to be able to screw me. I got an attorney, baby. You understand what I'm saying? And she's also going to be in charge of Gilroy Community Functions. She has a beautiful spot downtown L.A. It's going to be a place where we're doing mixers. I'm also inviting the EOTM family, Carla EOTM Simpson and the family. We're going to set up a mixer because we're going to do a CD release party for my upcoming rap single, I'm a Rocker. For those of you who heard it, it's, you know, kind of hot. I ain't bragging, but you know y'all going to be. My homegirl got mad with me last night because I say that's the hooker song. We're going to play the hooker song. She didn't want it to be the hooker song. She was like, that's not the hooker song. But I'm a Rocker. It's definitely a hooker song. Y'all know I'm playing the hooker song. I also got to welcome to Gilroy Radio, the man who will be in charge of event coordinations and red carpet management, Mr. Donald C. of Velvet Ropes Entertainment. Velvet Ropes going to be doing it real big on the red carpet. Y'all seen this, y'all. We was at the Players Ball. Y'all seen me live on the red carpet. You know what I'm saying? It's pimp up, garden tools down. That's how we did it, baby. You know what I'm saying? Also, combining with us on the red carpet will be none other than Rollo Productions. We bringing Rollo Productions on board. My main man, Rollo Street from RolloStreet.tv. You know what I'm saying? 107 Studios, man. I mean, good brother, man. You know, I've been in L.A., man, been blessed. And I got to give a big shout out to Rollo Street, man. The brother's down, dirty, dedicated, man. He's one of the greatest editors I've ever seen in my life. The brother does excellent work, very, very talented. We've combined forces. He, I, and Don C have formed a little group we call GSV. That's Gilroy Street Velvet Ropes, baby. Y'all got to check us out, man. We're going to be doing some major stuff for those of you actors and actresses that are in the L.A. area and beyond. If you want to get down, we're willing to do some stuff. We can work some things out for the rappers and for the singers that want to get down. We're about pushing independence. So sit down and talk to us. Get with Sophia Reed. Get with Monica Hughes. And some of you that need your beats and everything done and your photos, you need to get with Donald C. For the ones that need your beats and all your studio work and your audio things, go ahead and hit Rollo Street, okay? We're going to make it happen, Rollo Productions. Let's see here. And that's pretty much it. And we also added Antoine and Cassandra because both of them are interested and internship for Gilroy, and they are hired. I'm telling you right now, it don't matter where you are in the world, not this just the United States of America, but where you are in the world. I see you over there, 310-663. I'm going to go ahead and let Antoine take us the call, and I'm going to come back and get you. But it doesn't matter where you are in the world. I have a good friend on Facebook named Tabby who's in South Africa. We're reaching everywhere. And I'm going to tell you, when I drop my music, I'm trying to be a leader and show these brothers out here that are saying, oh, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Well, if you're doing this and you're doing that, baby, take it all away. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm doing. I'm living my dream. Now, go ahead, Antoine. Take us to the next song, brother. You made
your vow. Y'all about to listen to some Drake, so get ready.
You made your vow to that person.
The whole thing, yes, never on it. I want it forever. I can do whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit her up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she gave me up. And I say the same thing every single time. You the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had.
Soon as the club let out, I'ma walk right up to her, tell her I wanna bang that out. Yeah, I know it's straightforward, but I don't really care though. Man, I'm a cold boy, she don't say yes or no.
And 5 hours later, we up in a hotel. Like a honeymoon, we up in that hotel. She put it on me, like I never had it. I spent an hour on top, and now she wanna ride it.
3 hours later, still breaking it all. One day later, I'm taking her to the mall.
Prada, Fendi, Gucci, Victoria. I don't know what's gotten into me, or what she did to me. Forget about the rest, she the fucking best. And I'm the fucking best, so we the fucking best. Mixtape.
Baby, you my A-Fan, you all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes they never own it. I want this forever, I swear I can still never own it.
Yeah, I have to hit y'all niggas with the street mix. Money in the building and you know we do it big. Haters gon' hate and they ain't gon' quit.
Well, I say fuck 'em with a sandpaper dick.
Baby girl, I'm rich, I can buy your ass whatever. Money in the sky, look, see I changed the weather. See I changed the mind from notes to saying kills, whatever. Like I changed me, I don't know, this love is whatever. I know it sounds poetry, but poetry is a part of me. Switch it up from rap, pop, rock, star, R&B. Just getting started like your boy turned 17. That's why these motherfuckers can't fuck with me. Demo, Kai Henry, what up, baby? Get at your boy.
Welcome back to Gilroy Radio. My main man, Antoine, did his thing, yo. Let's give it up for Antoine. Thank you for calling in, brother. Thank you for trying to stand behind what a brother believes in. And thank you for saying what you said, seeing me as a motivator, because that's all I ever try to do, young brother, and that's what I'm gonna do for everybody. That's what I promise. I'm gonna lead by example. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna show you how to forgive. I'm gonna show you how to understand. Because see, when you forgive people, a lot of us aren't intelligent enough to realize that we forgive people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we forgive and we just let everything go. No, you forgive a person. You understand what I'm saying? But what you got to learn how to do is you got to learn how to navigate who and what that person is, who and what that person is about. So just because I forgive you does not mean that I don't know your traits and I don't know your ways and I don't know the things that you will do. So, yeah, I forgive you, but that don't mean I trust you. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to read some parables from Dr. York's book as well as the book Message to the Black Man by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because it is Black History Day today, starting the whole month. But I'm got to take my caller, man, because I respect the callers, the people that call in and want to chop it up with me. It's Twitter with me Tuesdays, 310-663. You live on Twitter Me Tuesdays with Trey Love. What's up with you?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, girl?
Hey, Trey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's 30 o'clock. I hear you over there. What's cracking today?
Just trying to get over this illness.
Oh, look at you. She got an illness.
No.
You ever had a friend that keep something going? You ever had a friend stay damn near dead? Like, oh, I have an illness.
No,
so
I've never been
Black
this
history
before.
Oh, Lord. I know y'all. Y'all hear this, right? Women, drama. I've never been this sick before. Ladies and gentlemen,
no,
I want to welcome to the forum, Attorney Clark. Attorney Clark, share with the people some Black history today. You are a Black female attorney. First of all, I want you to share with the listeners how that feels, because it is a young lady out there listening right now that has dreams and aspirations of accomplishing even just the goal that you have of becoming a Black female attorney. Could you talk about the struggles that you went through, where you are today, and the things you have going on, and where you see yourself going?
Of course. It's definitely a struggle. I guess the biggest obstacle is, and the biggest frustration that I have with the legal field is that there are so few Black attorneys in it, especially here in the state of California, where I think we only make up 1% of the legal population. And that's been something that I've had to deal with, just going into the courtrooms around Los Angeles, California, and being the only Black attorney in the whole building. I find that quite appalling in 2011. So I hope more and more people will start to pursue a legal education People will try to tell you that it's so hard and it's so difficult, but it's not as hard as everybody makes it seem. There's a lot of schools out there that are willing to work with you, willing to accept people. You just got to get your LSAT scores up and, you know, keep a good GPA and then pursue that path. I would advise people to go out and, like, look for scholarships and grants to go fund their education, because unfortunately I did it with student loans, and that's been a big burden as well. But I'm trying to get my business off the ground. Hopefully it'll be very successful very soon, and I can take care of that situation. But there is a lot of positives about being a lawyer. The reason why I went to law school was so that I could understand how the legal system works, how you can make changes in the legal system. If everybody's paying attention to this health care reform situation, you know, Republicans are going hard trying to get that law, which has been law, you know, established law, repealed. So I think if we all start to get an understanding of how the legal system works and how the legal process works, we can then arm ourselves as a community to get things changed in our favor as well. So, I'm very happy to be a lawyer. I would encourage anybody who is trying to go to law school to talk to me. I can help any way anyone needs assistance in getting on that path. I would be more than happy to help them out with that. And it has been a rewarding experience, even though it's rough at times.
All right, everybody, you heard it live on Gilroy Radio. She's actually going to be doing seminar Saturdays on Gilroy Radio to help our people with, well, just all people, you know, and it is Black History, and we are pushing a Black thing, but I do want the world and the all of my listeners to know that there's not a prejudice bone in my body. I love all people equally and separately. I mean, I'm not going to be like facetious like, oh, I got white friends. No, I really do have like white friends that are my friends that I care about, that I love dearly. I have Mexican friends that I care about and love dearly, Cuban friends care about and love dearly, Haitian friends, all types of friends that are of every type of nationality and descent that I love and care for dearly. So I want to make sure that is known. But this is, I am a Black man. This is Black History Month, so I'm going to kind of push the gamut. I do feel that as Blacks we are overlooked, so we have to do better than what we are doing to make sure our voices are heard. And what I'm going to do to make sure a voice is heard is a voice that I know they are not teaching the children about in school. The Black history that they are teaching us is a watered-down version. There is a major leader by the name of Dr. Malachi Z. York, who wrote a book called The Mind, and I'm going to read a scribe from his book called the name of this scribe is Fear. And the reason why I'm going to read it, and I'm also going to read a passage today from Message to the Black Man by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The reason why I'm going to read from these scribes, ladies and gentlemen, is because this is not being taught in our schools to our children, and it should be. So I want you all to listen to this, and let's pray. Let's get into a mindset of prayer while we are listening to the words of Dr. Malachi Z. York, read by Lewis Smith. My child, fear is the most debilitating emotion. The student must always be willing to risk everything, including his or her very life, in the quest for spiritual perfection. Timothy makes one absolutely fearful of becoming a deity. A criminal who is fearless and totally indifferent and unattached to his or her body is more fit for becoming a deity than a nervous, overcautious person. His or her energies only need to be rechanneled. Fear is a product of imagination, but nonetheless, it assumes real forms and can be troublesome in a variety of ways. Fear manifests in many ways, shapes such as fear of death, fear of disease, fear of solitude, fear of company, taking hold of the mind. Imagination works havoc and makes one prey to all sorts of fear. Fear of public criticism especially stands in a way of a person striving for righteousness in the face of persecution. One must stick to his or her convictions. Then only can one grow by sticking to your convictions. Remember that. Fear can be overcome by self-inquiry, devotion to a higher cause, and the cultivation of the opposite of fear is courage. positiveness always overcomes the negative, and courage always overcomes timidity. That means being timid. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say to that, I love this parable the most. I'm going to be reading throughout the month of Black History Month. I'm going to be reading from Dr. Malachi Z. York's The Mind Scribe, simply because this is a powerful book. It's called The Mind. He has another one to follow it up called Potential That Changed My Life. See, the thing is, people, even on Sunday, which I have Psychic Sundays, Psychic Wayne said that there were going to be skeletons in my closet. Now, I'm not even going to sit here and say I believe in or don't believe in psychics, but hey, it's fun. You understand what I'm saying? I consider it entertainment because I do read my horoscope daily, and I'm not going to act as if my horoscope, some of the stuff times is on point, but some of the stuff, you know how it is, ladies and gentlemen, you know who you are, and it doesn't take a horoscope or something to tell you what you are or are not. They are helpful, you know what I'm saying, and kind of fun to do, but always know that even with a horoscope, it said that I would have skeletons come out my pocket, out my closet and everything, and see, that's fear of public criticism. I don't care what you, the people, know about me. I don't care what you, the people, think about me. People have seen me on the bus stop and joke like, dang, Trey Career must not be doing too good. He on the bus. And you know what? If that's how you feel, I mean, guess what? The bus only cost me like a dollar to ride, and you paying $20 in gas and got to pay another $10 in parking to get the same place I'm going. So while you getting in your expensive rental car or your car or whatever it is you think you're getting in and going to the same club I'm going to, who coming out on top? Because that's why I always got money to buy drinks and stuff. I take the bus. Now I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs from Message to the Black Man by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. From there, I'm going to take it to song. And the song I'm going to take it to is a special song because it's one that, and I'm not going to play it all the way through because we only have 8 minutes remaining on Twitter Me Tuesdays. I just want to make sure that I play this song because I'm sending this is a direct message to anyone that has any ill towards me or any of my people. I want to make sure you know that we are aware, our eyes are wide open, because I'm going to read a passage called Original Man. Know thyself. It is knowledge of thyself that the so-called Negroes lack, which keeps them from enjoying freedom, justice, and equality. This belongs to them divinely as much as it does to other nations of earth. It is Allah's will and purpose that we shall know ourselves. Therefore, he came himself to teach us the knowledge of self. Who is better knowing of who we are than God himself? He has declared that we are descendants of the Asian black nation and of the tribe of Shabazz. You might ask, who is this tribe of Shabazz? Originally, they were the tribe that came with the earth, or this part, 66 trillion years ago, when the great explosion on our planet divided it into two parts. One we call earth, the other, the moon. This was done by one of our scientists, God, who wanted the people to speak one language, one dialect for all, but was unable to bring this about. He decided to kill us by destroying our planet, but still he failed. We were lucky to be on this part Earth, which did not lose its water in the mighty blasting away of the part called moon. See, I want to say this before I go into song. People, some of these books you got to read. You understand what I'm saying? Because, like I said, in the school system, in the American school system, I'm not degrading the system because the system educated me. You know, I have a bachelor's degree. I finished high school. Okay, I got through all that. But what we have to do, people, is we have to ensure that we teach our kids to do research for themselves, you know, and even don't just take what your parents say either, because I want to send a message to my daughter directly. Please read a book called Toxic Parents. I really want you to read that book, because what I want you to know as your father, I want you to know I love you, I care for you very much, very dearly, no matter what you've been taught. And I want to say that to a lot of people out there. You know, there are a lot of dysfunctions going on in people's lives. Y'all, I'm human. I have dysfunctions going on in my life. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm here right now on Gilroy Radio to help the people that I can help to not go through the dysfunctions and the pain that I've had to go through. So I want to say to that devil, beware, because I'm aware of you.
Lucifer, yeah. Of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Lucifer, Lucifer. from the murder capital, where we murder for capital. Funny asking what happened to you. Lord forgive him. He got them dark forces in him, but he also got a righteous cause for sending them to murder me. So I gotta murder them first. Emergency. Doctors performing procedures. Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You said it better than all. Leave niggas on death's door, breathing on rest for raiders for killing my best four haters. On permanent high haters as I skate in the Maybach Benz, slide into annihilation. Bumping brown sugar by D'Angelo in Los Angeles, like an evangelist. I can introduce you to your maker, bring you closer to nature. Ashes after they cremate you bastards. Hope you've been reading your psalms and chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholic. I'm coming. I'm from the murder capital, where we murder for capital.
Yeah, I just want the devil to make sure that I want the devil to know, to make sure that you know that I'm well aware of you, and I'm watching you, and I'm watching every one of your forms, and you're not just in one form or two forms. Hey, Osiris, tell the people, give the people the address to the spot, and let them know where we're gonna be doing this mixer at, real quick, before I take it to the song.
Oh yes, we're located at 155 West Washington Boulevard. At the corner of Washington and Hill Street. Hopefully this Sunday I would like to have an open house and invite everybody down. I'm still trying to clear out the dust. This flu set me back a little bit, but hopefully I'll be in order for this Sunday. If not, a couple weeks from now, because I know your performance is in Vegas next week.
You're releasing next week. Yeah, I'm going to cut you real quick. We ain't got 3 minutes, but yeah, I'm releasing next week. And then also, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring her back on seminar Saturday to discuss the spot where we're going to be doing my release party for. So, ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week to Twitter Me Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. every Tuesday, Facebook Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:45 every Friday, seminar Saturdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, seminar Saturdays, and Psychic Sundays, guys. That's with Attorney Clark, and catch me on Psychic Sundays with Psychic Wayne. I'm doing so much, y'all. You see I'm trying to keep my brain together. But you know what I got to do to take y'all home, baby? I got to rock y'all, man. This Trey Love, Playboy Comedy, man. Can't get away. Y'all better look out, baby. Coming soon, you're going to better download this. But for now, baby, just hear a little bit of it right now. Take it home, Trey.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
Thank you.
Small to tall and shall not stall, been